to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'll tell you, we are lucky today. What a great, great, great lineup we have on the show, Mr. Benny. Are you feeling Mr. Lucky?
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Lucky too.
I'm feeling it. Pat, let's do this.
I know. It's
let's
like we are mantra. I'm lucky and so are you. But there are some people out there. And how do I know that? Because I was one of those people, and some days I still am, that are still on the fence. They're on the fence. And what does that mean? Well, I'm not going to talk about it, but my guest, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, is going to talk about it. But still on the fence about thriving. You know, what does that mean to be on the fence? Well, you're going to hear about it, and you're going to hear us talk about it. Our theme this year is Thriving Again in 2010. For this month, it's manifesting again in 2010. So each month we're presenting the energy, the vibration, what it means to take your life to that next level. But if you're on the fence, you're not on that level. You're on the fence. And I'm going to tell you, some of those fences, Mr. Benny, feel a little like barbed wire.
I know, right?
That is not good.
I know.
That is not
it's
a fence you want
to
be on.
It's tough to balance.
It doesn't feel good. But that's why we have Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today.
Of course it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good. You know how I know that I'm onto something? When I come up with an image like that,
yeah.
Because I've been there. I know what it's like to be on a barbed wire fence. I really,
really do. Is that a story
really
later
do.
Coming up? I think that's a story there, Friedemann.
I'm not going to. We got so much here to talk about. But Dr. Friedemann Schaub is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program. But more importantly, he helps people across the globe to take their lives to the level, to leave behind what no longer serves you. You know, his programs of self-empowerment are profound. But more importantly, they work in a way that will change your life forever. So his breakthrough program has been shown to be more than just effective for a variety of challenges, including, though, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain. He works nationally and internationally. And today, he's taking on the conversation of how to get off the fence so you can thrive. We've got lots of folks going to join us on the conversation today, but we're talking about this fence. You know what it's like to be on it. You may not see it all the time, but it certainly is not the path to thriving. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me this image of a barbed wire fence.
I know what that's like, though.
But really painful.
It is painful.
Told you.
But I mean, we don't always have to be on a barbed wire fence. But I will tell you that, you know, I'm eager to hear what you have to say about this today. Because, you know, for me, it didn't start as a barbed wire fence. You know, it started as something less than that. You know,
right.
Especially I'm talking early on in my life, you know, where I couldn't even detect that I was on the fence.
Well, that's the interesting thing about the difference between being stuck and being on the fence.
There's a huge difference.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think people that are listening to this show and that don't thrive yet and then that don't move forward yet, they're rather sitting on the fence than being stuck because they already see that there is something they can do.
That's
right. I mean, you have so many great guests and so many great programs people talk about. So there are options there. And if you are listening to the show and you're listening or reading books that, you know, are around the things we're talking about, and you know that there are possibilities for you, you just couldn't make it yet. You just couldn't get yourself to do them. Then you're sitting on the fence because you're in this limbo state. You're in the state between just not being awake, not being aware of what's going on, and not going yet to that thriving land that you can reach. It's just a matter of deciding to go there.
I want to ask you, in some cases, you know, isn't it more constricting to be on the fence than it is to actually be stuck? Because, I mean, I think most of us know when we're stuck and seriously stuck. And there are different degrees of stuckness. As a matter of fact, that's one of my things that I like to talk about. But being on the fence is very deceptive.
Absolutely.
It's tricky.
Yeah, and it's very, you know, it's an imbalanced state. I mean, as you just said, you know, being on the fence is something where it's a very, it's difficult to stay balanced on the fence because you're kind of back and forth, and therefore it also takes a lot of energy. And somebody said sometime to me, you know, I'm sitting on the fence and all I'm getting is a sore butt. And I think it's exactly what happens. You get that pain of sitting in the fence much greater in your awareness than when you're stuck. Because when you're stuck, in some ways you're asleep. You know, it's like the blue and the red pill in The Matrix. You are on the fence when you have taken the red pill. You know more, but you still are not moving. You're aware now of all the pain that it costs you not to move. You see that there are options, but you're still not deciding to make it. And the question that I want to address is, why and how can you change that?
You know, one of the things I think that we've covered immediately is the fact that people know that they're on the fence.
Right. Absolutely.
But it's hard sometimes to admit it.
Well, you know, we find excuses. And that's the thing that I really want to, you know, tell your listeners, that we have to start to be honest to ourselves. We all have been sitting on the fence. There are certain areas in our lives we are still sitting on the fence, and that's okay. I mean, it's not that, you know, we have to always be 100% thriving in all areas. That would be not necessarily an expectation we can fulfill for ourselves. But we have to be honest to ourselves, and we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, what excuses am I giving myself? I get a lot of calls from people that want free phone consultations, and I can tell very quickly if somebody is sitting on the fence or somebody is ready to go. And it's very interesting to me to hear the excuses that we are giving ourselves.
What does it look like? I know we're going to get some people that are calling in, but what does it look like when these folks show up and they talk to you?
Well, basically, one of the excuses that often comes up is that they have tried so many things and nothing has worked in the past. So there is this huge fear of failure. And again, investing some energy and time and money into something and not believing that they can really do it. Another very common excuse is the money excuse. I don't have the money. I cannot afford this. Just, you know, when you think about it, I'm not talking only about the programs I'm offering. I'm also talking about things that are absolutely for free. Going to the library, getting a book, and following through the steps of a book that, you know, may already get you off the fence. So the money excuse is definitely a big one that people have, but it's certainly something that can be addressed very easily. And one other excuse people have is the excuse of somebody doesn't allow them to change. So my husband wouldn't want me to, or if I'm going to actually change, my kids don't get enough attention, or I'm going to lose my job because I don't want to really be in this anymore. So there are all these kind of external circumstances that we are putting in front of us.
I have
as
a
excuses.
Personal favorite.
Yes.
It's not enough time, Dr. Friedman.
It's not enough time.
Right, Benny?
I like that excuse. Yeah.
It's not enough time, Dr. Friedman.
Well, you know,
that is the one I heard the entire weekend at the Northwest Women's Show, by the way.
There's not enough time to work on themselves.
There's not enough time for anything.
Right. Right. Well,
I can't go to the library. Yeah, it's free. It doesn't cost me anything. But where am I going to find the time to go to the library?
Right.
I don't have a computer. I don't have the internet. Believe me, I was in front of a lot of people this weekend. You know, and so when they actually, so then there's not enough time.
Well, and that's a really interesting too, because we are not realizing how much time we are wasting. You know, how much time we are wasting by being stagnant and sitting on the fence. And it's very personal to me right now to no longer waste time. I shared this before that, you know, watching people in the dying process that are close to you, you realize that, you know, it's not too long ago that they have been really healthy and well and full of dreams and expectations. And watching them, you know, just slowly going to this transition process make me realize, you know, how often have I been full of dreams and expectations and ideas and intentions? And how often have I put them on hold, chasing a dream rather than really living life? And I just want to make sure that people understand life starts right now. And it's not about, you know, thriving in 5 years. Oh, once I have this, and once I have the retirement filled up there, and once I have changed my exterior of the house here, then I can thrive and work on myself. It starts right now, because this is all that you have in this moment. And And that's really important to realize and be honest to yourself.
And so those are the excuses that really keep us right there on the fence.
Absolutely.
Because we actually, you know, we're ready to move forward in a lot of ways. We can actually see the vision. So, you know, we're not talking on the fencers, so to speak, are not people that I don't know what my life is about. I don't know what my purpose is. They don't have a lot of I don't knows, right?
Right.
You know, they have a sense of what it means to get to the other side or to be on the other side.
Well, I'm not sure if they always have a sense. They may have an intellectual idea.
That's what I mean.
But if they really feel it with their heart,
it's
another story.
Right. We have it on paper. We did our vision board. We wrote it down. We have our goals. Look, Dr. Friedman, they're right here in front of me.
Yes.
Why am I on the fence?
Good question. And I think one of the things that I feel very strong about is that we have to really be clear that intention and that vision board and all those kind of things may sometimes do the opposite of what they actually meant to be. Because
yes,
they are so big and they are so far away from us that we feel like, you know, that's for somebody else. Time is over. My own sister tells me she's too old to really change, and she's 48. So there are these...
Uh-oh.
Exactly. So there are these situations where we just have to realize, you know, are we putting too high of a goal in front of us that actually makes us more deflated than it fills us up with energy? And so that's another thing we want to talk about.
We didn't do the I'm too old on the fence one. Thank you for bringing that up.
That's a common one.
Absolutely. That's very common. And you're right. I mean, it's not I'm too old and I'm 80. Usually the people that I meet that are over 60, they are like ready to go. But you're right. We're having a different paradigm around being too old right now to do stuff.
It's unfortunately a paradigm that gets fed so well by the media and all these products that are out there. And you know, it's all about basically being young. And if you cannot hide behind your surface anymore and you really have to admit, okay, you're not the youngster anymore, then pretty much your life is over. And that's unfortunately something where...
But it's not the truth of us.
Well, the problem is that it's absolutely not true, because life is in that moment important. You know?
Exactly. And we're going to talk about life in that moment, because Dr. Friedman Schaub is out here for all of you to help us get off the fence. Is there something that you would like to talk to him about to get off that fence and moving around? 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to be hearing from a bunch of folks out there as well. Are you ready to get moving? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
The Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is now enrolling its spring trainings. Visit the event calendar at IIQTC.org. The IIQTC is one of the most respected training and research centers for Qigong and Tai Chi outside China. The IIQTC's trainings are like personal retreats and are often life-transforming. Visit beautiful Santa Barbara, California this March 15th through the 20th, or Austin, Texas for Level 1 teacher training April 29th through May 6th. Enroll now at IIQTC.org.
Back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining us here today. Dr. Friedemann, of course, is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. And I want to make sure that if you want to find out more about him, you go to his website, www.cellularwisdom.com. And also that, you know, he works with people over the phone and Skype, and he does free phone consultations, which we'll talk about as well. You can give him a shout at 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-MIND. Dr. Friedemann, we have a caller. I would love to be able to go to the phones and let's talk to one of the folks that called in.
Sure, let's bring on Todd. He's calling in from Seattle. He has some concerns about being on the fence as well. So, Todd, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, Todd.
Hello, Pat, and hello, doctor. Say, I just caught the last little snippet of your talk, and and I was like, oh, that's me. So here's one of my intentions is allowing myself to have fun and laughter in sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been drinking beer for the last 3 days, and I want to drink beer again today. And so I'm sitting on the fence with all of that, and then I got some news about from a debt collector just now, and then it's like, okay, now I really want to go get the six pack of beer. So I mean, that's just where I'm at, and maybe you could point me in a direction that where I could get some guidance.
So do you feel like you are sitting on the fence, or do you feel like you're stuck? And the distinction is, do you know already that there are better choices and options for you out there than you're currently making?
Yes.
So what option do you know would be a better option than drinking a six-pack of beer?
Going out and helping somebody.
Uh-huh.
Helping myself as well.
So how would you help yourself? What would be like a first step for you to help yourself?
Well, right now I'm on my way to my acupuncture mm-hmm. appointment, which, you know, is part of my sober routine. And
right.
I always get lots of joy from that.
So
I have other stuff on my list, too. It's just that I go along and I do well for a while, and then I go back to my old routine.
Right. Well, and the thing about it is that you want to really be aware of right now how much pain you have. You know, being on the fence needs two really distinguished energies in order for us to get off it. One is to really notice how uncomfortable it is. Are you uncomfortable enough right now?
Yeah.
Do you feel that looking at this pattern, looking at how you do it over and over again, causes you and the people that you care about some pain?
Yeah.
And are you also aware about the consequences, which is an important question? You know, what would happen if you continue like this for the next, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years?
Well, health, possibly if I'm in my car, that legal consequence.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would recommend you to do is to really, in this moment right now, when kind of everything, you know, comes together, you have the urge to drink, you have the debt collector calling, you feel like, okay, I just want to numb myself out, it's too much, that you're actually staying with it and that you take a moment to write down, okay, this is a situation, this is the pain that I have, this is where I'm stuck. And then I would like you to make another choice that says, okay, what is the first step that today I can do to make my life better? You say you're going to go to the acupuncturist. Now, what would happen if you today would say, I don't drink? Instead, what I'm going to do is really, for example, think about the things that I want in my life instead of what I have in my life. Just starting to imagine that and bringing some more positive thoughts in. What would happen if you would do that? Would that be a day that you have wasted, or a day where you would have said, I actually took charge of my life?
Yeah, absolutely. A day where I say I take charge of my life and cultivating that feeling, that good feeling.
Absolutely. See, one of the things that I find with sitting in the fence is really helpful if you are talking to yourself about, this is my intention, this is my decision to change. But also, and this is another important point, is talking to somebody else and telling that person, this is what I'm gonna do. You know, one of the greatest fears in life is the fear of embarrassment, the fear of people thinking bad about us. So if you want to utilize that fear, you can utilize it by telling people about, I'm going to change and I'm going to this time make it serious. And you don't want to have people think bad about you. You don't want to look like a failure. So there is an extra, not only the accountability part, but there is an extra energy push that makes you feel like, okay, now I told my acupuncturist, today is the first day of that next chapter in my life. And you're going to really feel like, okay, somebody has a vision for me and I don't want to let this person down. It's so easy for us to let ourselves down, and so much harder for us to let others down. So use that as well as one way to get started.
Thank you. That motivates me. Thank you.
Great. Well, I wish you all the best, and one step at a time.
Exactly. Thanks, Todd. Thank you so much for calling in and really being honest and authentic, because there are many people out there that are at the place that you're at. But it's through your courage and calling in and being open to hearing what Dr. Friedman has to say that you now will inspire others to do the same and do exactly what he suggested. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and I'm going to go check out the website.
Very good. All right. Wow, that was great. We've got Benny?
Sure, we have Alicia now calling in from New York. Let's bring her on to the Dr. Pat show, see what she's got to say. Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, Friedman. I've got a bit of a head cold. Sorry about that.
So thank you for calling in. And I actually am excited that you call in, because I think you know quite a bit about sitting on the fence and how to get off it.
Maybe.
So in what regard would you say have you been sitting on the fence? What was one of those things that you would say, well, I really sat on the fence for a long time and couldn't decide to get off?
Well, I think one of the big things was I had been living in this house and raised a family, excuse me, three daughters in this house in Seattle, and had a marriage and a divorce and raised three girls and so forth. And when the girls went off to college and I was divorced by then, I just was starting to feel, I don't know, I was having a lot of anxiety and feeling like it's now is my time of life that I could do something different. But for some reason, I was just frozen and couldn't really, excuse me, do anything. And I didn't want to, I just was too afraid to make any changes at all, even though I kind of realized that it was this great opportunity to make a lot of changes.
So you saw the other side already of that fence. But somehow you were still feeling bound to that, what you had in the past, and you were anxious to leave that.
Definitely, definitely. It was a very physical feeling to leave the house. I don't even, still to have no reason why it was to had a strong hold on me, but it definitely did. And And I almost became a little bit agoraphobic on top of everything. It just was hard to leave the house, or if I leave the house for a little bit, I'd want to go back to the house. And the house just felt sort of safe to me, but also kind of a little bit of a prison also.
And what made you then start working on getting off the fence? What do you think was for you like an insight or a decisive moment that got you to take action?
Well, I think there were a few things, but probably an important thing was just getting, I absolutely knew that it was a ridiculous situation, and I was very upset with myself for not being able to make this change. I knew that there was a lot of potential and possibility, and I was just kind of a victim of my own brain, monkey mind, just telling myself these things and not being able to make a change. But I knew it was possible. There were things that I really wanted. I just was sort of afraid to take the step. I was just really afraid to take any kind of steps.
And how did you make that first step then?
Calling you.
Let's hold that thought for when we come back from break, because, you know, there are many people listening to the show that want to know, how do you take that first step? And, you know, what does that mean? Once you take that first step, how all the others sort of naturally line up for you. Let's take a short break. When we're back with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, as well as Alicia from New York. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is now enrolling its spring trainings. Visit the event calendar at iiqtc.org. The IIQTC is one of the most respected training and research centers for Qigong and Tai Chi outside China. The IIQTC's trainings are like personal retreats and are often life-transforming. Visit beautiful Santa Barbara, California this March 15th through the 20th, or Austin, Texas for Level 1 teacher training April 29th through May 6th. Enroll now at IIQTC.org.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Gentlemen, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. For more information about my fabulous guest, Dr. Friedemann Chaub, go to cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com. Alicia is joining us here today. We're going to finish up this conversation because, you know, she's not on the fence anymore.
No, she's not. So, Alicia, I was just in the break talking with you about the steps and what you feel like, you know, got you to get off the fence. What do you feel like were, for you, important insights that you would like to share with the listeners?
Well, I would say a really important insight was just replacing my fear with gratitude and opening up to the gifts that kept coming to me that I hadn't really been paying attention to. I had been in a terrible accident, and when I was recovering from the accident, it was a car accident and that had totaled my car. And a friend just gave me a car, and that was just one huge present. But then there were all sorts of other things going on. And then back to the house and being stuck in the house, I wasn't sure. I was just so nervous about whether to sell it or letting it go. It was very symbolic, and I just was very afraid to make any steps about that. But then out of the blue, this opportunity came about for this woman who wanted to rent my house, made a proposal that she could rent my house, and that just solved a huge problem because I didn't have to just immediately sell it. It was sort of a smaller step that I could accept, and she was just a lovely person, and so when she moved into the house, that allowed me to just move out and make that very first step, which was a huge step. And then one by one, all these other things started happening in my life, too.
Which is really amazing because you were stuck in a house, and then you moved out, and then you started to go back to work, and then you decided, I want to move away from this area and move to New York. So, I mean, when you think about the expansion process of your life, it was definitely a stepwise process. But the one common denominator was that you always, when you saw an opportunity, you were thinking about it, and then you chose to take this opportunity, even if it scared you a little bit.
So that's right.
And that's what I think is so inspirational, and that's what we also worked on in our sessions, that you really de-identified yourself from the person who is powerless or stuck to actually the person who is a great manifester and who can really make the right choices and trust herself in her choices.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say your life is now?
Oh, it's incredible right now. I'm living in kind of a complete opposite situation in that I don't have anything figured out. Everything is sort of a big question mark and mystery, and yet rather than being anxious about it, I'm sort of reveling in this uncertainty and trusting that all the right things are going to fall into place.
Isn't it fabulous to really show that it's not about the outer circumstances, but it's really about how you feel about yourself and the trust you have in yourself and in life that makes really happiness possible?
Yes, very much so.
Wow. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us here today. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your journey. And it's really cool that you're at this place of comfort in living in the question.
I wouldn't exactly say it's comfort.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. You sound pretty good, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you got a really good vibration. So good. Thank you, Alicia. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We actually have another caller.
Great.
And so let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Jackie. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Dr. Friedemann. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Now, Jackie, you are a longtime listener of Dr. Pat, right?
I am. I absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Really. Early
and
on.
And that's where I first heard about you. I was one of the people that was listening when you had the gentleman on. I can't remember his name. I apologize. Who was talking about how he was afraid. He had so much fear. And it resonated with me. And it just struck a chord. And I went, this is what I've been looking for. So
And so you had to also, again, make a choice to get off the fence.
I did. I jumped off the fence.
So what do you think had kept you on the fence? What were like those things that you feel like, you know, you were kind of stuck with on that fence?
I think a number of things. Growing up, I never felt good enough. Probably a lot of people have that type of situation where they grow up and there's no support system growing up, and you don't have any role models, and I didn't have any role models. And so I never felt good enough, and I felt that I felt not smart enough, that anything that I said probably didn't matter or doesn't matter. And it's not a nice place to come from, trust me.
And so you were kind of feeling that you're not good enough to make a change or to get off that fence and have a better life?
I felt like I wasn't good enough, really, to... I would go so far in my life, and then something would happen, and I would have a step back, and I'd be right back at that. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. That situation. And you could go... I would go for a while and be okay, but it just would take a small thing to set me off, and I'd be right back with the old self-talk. And
so what changed for you?
Oh, gosh. Working with you has been phenomenal. I think that it's just replacing that inner self-talk. One of the things that you and I worked on really hard was realizing that you're telling yourself these old stories, and you kind of live in those old stories, and they come back to haunt you.
Right, right. And would you say that you have now a different image of yourself, that you have a different connection to yourself?
I do. I'm working on it. It's a work in process. I mean, it's not something that happens overnight, but definitely I feel a lot stronger in who I am, and I definitely have lost the fear that I'm not good enough. I work on that every day, watch the self-talk, and... It's just learning to trust. Like your last caller said, one of the things too that you learn to trust, and you learn that you do have inner support. It's an inside job. This work is really an inside job, and you've taught me to trust the universe. And I don't know if you want me to tell my little Kleenex story, but
absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. We want to hear that, Jackie. Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, one of the things that we've been working on with Dr. Friedman is that, you know, when you don't feel good enough, you don't trust. And so he's always telling me to trust the universe. And I have a dog that I walk every day. And we were setting out for a walk, and I usually carry Kleenex in my pocket because I have sinus trouble. And I didn't have any in my pocket. And I thought, oh, shoot, I should have got some Kleenex. And then I thought, well, maybe I should turn around and go home. And I didn't. I just kept walking and walked a few more feet. And I looked down to the side, and in the grass, there was one of those little packages of those Kleenex that you use when you travel, and it was completely sealed. It was brand new, and it was just laying there. I couldn't believe it. It gave me the chills. I looked at that, and I went, thank you. I couldn't believe it. It was really phenomenal.
Well, and that's,
so it shows up.
Well, it's one of those examples where, you know, you just open up for, you know, good things to happen. But I think for you, it was also that you changed your career in a way, because originally you called me because you were stuck in your career. You felt like you were kind of pushed down by the people that you worked with. And now things have opened up and changed as well.
Oh, definitely. I worked for a company that was a small family-owned company that became a big corporation, and you find yourself from working with nice people to people who are bullies. But I learned from our work that I don't have to be walked on and be treated that way, and actually decided to step out of management and just I'm taking another position with the company, but who knows, I may change companies too.
And are you happier now?
A lot happier, absolutely.
Well, one of the things that I loved about what we talked about in one of our sessions is that you mentioned, I'm waking up in the morning and I'm happy without any reason, and that's a complete new feeling for you.
It definitely was. I mean, I'd wake up, and a lot of people probably feel that way when they get up in the morning and think about going to work, the dread. But, you know, sometimes I just wake up, and I have a huge smile on my face, and I don't know why, and it's kind of scary. But it's a real joy. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. There's a freedom from, like I said, it's inside work and it's freedom, but it's so worth it because it changes everything.
So what would you say what you would like to share with the listeners as one of those things that they can do right now to make a change?
To get off the fence? Oh,
yes.
Wow. First of all, just understand that you're not alone in any of this, but there is help out there. To that help is available, and ask for it, go for it. You don't have to do it alone. That was the hardest part for me, because I was so used to doing things alone, to ask for help and then finally accept the help. And the other thing is that you have to make that decision within yourself and be really ready to go for it and do it. And I think people, at least for me, I got to the point where I couldn't live with myself and not do it. So.
Thank you very much.
Did that answer it?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, Jackie, one of the things that I think that you're talking about, and I want to thank you for joining us here today, is, you know, what the future might look like now that has never looked like that before. It looks different when you're not on the fence. Is that right?
It looks very different. You're coming from a place of, it's a place of almost peace. I'm not going to say every day is that way, but
right.
You're a lot more peaceful within yourself. You're not afraid. The fear was consuming me, and the anxiety that
totally.
I had was anxiety. I don't have that anymore. I am very calm, and I'm also neutral. I've learned that neutral's good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you don't know which way to go, neutral is really a good place to be. So
totally.
Definitely.
Totally. Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for joining us. Let's take a short break. When we come back, hey, want to get off the fence? Dr. Friedemann Schaub is helping us do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
There's never been a better time for you to create the life you want. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series. Step into your full greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team in Inspiration Partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How come you're so happy?
Because I know I'm lucky.
I'm never lucky.
Well, you can be. Whatever you tell yourself, you become. That's why I drink Aqua Mantra.
Aqua Mantra?
Yeah, it's a delicious spring water that has a mantra on the bottle. I just think I am lucky when I drink it, and lucky things have been happening for me.
What are you talking about?
Seriously, I went on this camping trip with my friends and was pretty bummed about losing my job. My friend gave me a bottle of this I Am Lucky water. I focused on saying I am lucky with every sip, and when I got home, I got a call about a job opening that was perfect for me. Sounds crazy, but it totally works.
So where can I get some?
I buy it online at aquamantra.com/I am lucky. Join their newsletter and you'll get 10% off.
So I'm lucky already?
Yeah. The coolest part is Aqua Mantra is the first company to put their water in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for me and the planet.
Lucky for me we had this conversation.
You don't need luck. You create it. Check out aquamantra.com/I am lucky to generate your luck today.
When you call my name, it's that good.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining us here today. Before we bring Annie on, I want to take a moment to give out some information for you. Why don't you go ahead and let people know your website, phone number for the free consultation, and the upcoming event you have in California.
So the website is cellularwisdom.com. It's in one word, cellularwisdom.com. There's a lot of information you may be interested in. Call us at 866-903-6463 for a free phone consultation where you can find out more about the programs I'm offering and how they can help you. And we're going to also be in California in Tustin, which is Orange County, at Tustin Unity Church on March 21st. Danielle, my wife, and I will have an intensive on Egypt and the heart teachings of Egypt. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you live down there or want to have a reason to go down there, that may be an opportunity.
Excellent. Well, we've got Annie on the phone.
Annie.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Well, I just wanted to ask you how you feel like you have been on the fence, and what would you give as your recommendation and advice for how people can get off the fence?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest example of being on the fence is a 7-year relationship that I just couldn't get out of. And it seemed like no matter how much I tried to change and do things differently, I was just stuck in the same cycle, the same pattern of frustration and anger and blame and resentment, and just a real cycle of feeling hopeful that things would work out, things that would get better, that I could be happy, and then just to watch it all unravel again. And it just seemed really beyond my control. So I was on the fence about staying, going, and like I said, it was almost 7 years. And then finally, I just, I think what made me move and just kind of jump was a feeling of being just really emotionally and spiritually exhausted. And just feeling like I was at a dead end and like I didn't have anywhere to go, and like I wasn't making choices for myself, but that life was just sort of running its course, and I didn't really have any say in it. I just felt really powerless. And I was looking for ways to push forward and to get out of the situation that I was in, not just in my relationship, but in my ways of thinking in general, and the habitual ways of thinking that kept me stuck. And I knew enough about myself to know that these patterns were there, and that it just became a question of, okay, now what? And, at some point I overheard a friend talking about you and the work that you and she had been doing and the sort of positive changes that had come. And I just wanted the results that she was talking about. And so something in me said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump.
And what do you say, how is your life now? What happened after the jump?
I would say, in a lot of ways, my life looks very different. My life looks very similar from the outside, but it just feels very different. I'm having a different experience of my life, like a positive experience of my life. So I'm doing a lot of the same things in a lot of ways. You know, I've always been a big traveler and been self-employed for a few years, but the feeling that I have while I'm doing these things is very, very different. First and foremost, I think I just accept myself more for who I am. And because of this self-acceptance, I was able to break a lot of the patterns. So I'm not going back to the same relationship again and again and again, and I'm not beating my head against the wall again and again. And I was finally able to work through those issues that were keeping me in that toxic relationship. I would say also that I play it less safe.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
with my work, I'm an artist, and with my work, I play it less safe. I'm less concerned about what other people think about what I'm doing or creating, and I just go for it, and I'm happy to do so.
And do you have more success?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And in a lot of ways, I mean, financially, and then just a sense of really truly expressing myself and having the space and the clarity to know who I am and know what it is that, what I want my life to look like, what I want my art to look like, and I'm doing it. And I think that's, I mean, even more than making more money, that's the most satisfying thing of all, is just feeling like I am really truly expressing myself.
Thank you so much for sharing this. I really appreciate it, because it's one of those messages, again, that shows you don't necessarily have to start on the outside. You know, all the excuses we have usually about sitting on the fence, or most of them are about also our outside circumstances. And you and the other examples show it's really about changing the inside, trusting yourself, accepting yourself, letting go of the inner baggage, and then being able to have a new experience of life. And that usually makes then also, like in your case, the outside circumstance is different. But you cannot change first the outside circumstances and then hope that you're going to feel better about yourself.
Right.
It is much more satisfying and successful to do it how you did it, from the inside out.
Wow. Annie, thank you so much for joining us today. It was
Thanks
very empowering.
Me.
It was great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow, these are great stories, Dr. Friedman.
Well,
I mean,
think what they really show is, for me, that it's possible. You know,
yes.
for every listener here, these are three completely different
totally
people
different.
With completely different problems, also with completely different mentalities, mindsets, upbringings, and they all have made at some point that choice to say, I will do something to get off the fence. Some of them were struggling more than others in the process, but what made the change for them possible is to have a different relationship to themselves. So my message for the listeners is, when you're on the fence, don't look at what's outside of you as, this is what I need to change, or on your vision board, oh, I need to have more money, a better relationship, a different house. Look first and foremost on the inside and see, where am I sitting on the fence with myself? Where am I not committing to myself? Where am I not truthful with myself? And where, which is very important, where do I let myself down? Because one of the biggest reasons to sit on the fence is that we don't trust. I think all those examples had in common, they didn't trust themselves. And how can you gain trust if you are telling yourself, I'm going to do something, and even if it's a small thing, and then not follow through?
Yeah, and so part of this is really being able to give yourself permission to set the goals that are reasonable and measurable. A lot of times we don't do that. We
Absolutely.
Don't give ourselves permission to do that. It's like, I'm going to run the marathon, yeah, and you know, I'm only doing 3 miles now. Oh, but I can do 10 tomorrow.
Just
really?
Like the example with Todd also today.
Yeah.
Start with this one measurable step, going ahead and saying, I'm going to write down what my pain is, I'm going to write down what my dreams are, and I'm going to talk to somebody about what I'm about to do. That is very reasonable and a small, but ultimately a huge step for this person to get off the fence.
Well, it is. Let's take a minute. Let's please give out your phone number and website again. What a great show. Thank, as always, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone. And he will take your call for a free consultation. All you need to do is give him some information. Please give out your website and the phone number that people connect to, with you directly at.
It's cellularwisdom.com. In one word, cellularwisdom.com. The website, the phone number is 866-903-6463. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Dr. Pett.
Well, this is a really great conversation. This is really the year to get off the fence.
I completely agree.
You know, everything that people have been building up to do in the years before, for whatever reason, the energy of 2010 is off the fence energy. One way or the other, you know, people are being called to do something different with their lives.
And through all the years that I've been working with people, everybody can do it.
Everyone can do it.
Nothing that can really stop anybody from getting off the fence.
There's no question. I'll tell you, I was on the barbed wire, and I know that if I can get off the fence, you all can join us here. Thank you, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, for what a great show and a great message and the great work that you're doing. Thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll see you next time, everyone.